Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The comics once again dare to go where society finds it too terrifying to venture. DC Comics' latest Batman issue gets rid of, I know it's hard to believe, Robin, the boy wonder, little guy, cape, mask, Batman helper. He's killed off in the next issue. Poof, gone. Robin has been around since 1940. Didn't look a day over 17.
Holy complications.
But when I heard this, I said, great, who needs that annoying little mini-me Batman? And, you know, Batman never liked him.
You pompous, taunting creature.
And then I started to feel it. The pushback.
You're quite upset, George. I am not here for rage. I'm here for revenge. Am I talking to you, Pinhead? Am I?
That's right. From all the other sidekicks out there, George Costanza of Seinfeld weighed in first. Not happy. Jerry can't function without me, says George.
Our boys can't wait to kick your butts.
Sidekicks are not just boy wonders. You've got your man boy wonders. And none of these guys appreciate being killed off. Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
This is ridiculous, okay? I'll go.
Cameron is not happy about this.
You're putting me on.
No.
Igor, the faithful magic for Dr. Frankenstein, right? And Dr. Watson is not about to go quietly, Sherlock.
I've been reviewing my notes on our exploits over the last 7 months. Would you like to know my conclusion? I am psychologically disturbed.
Chewbacca is bent all out of shape. And has anyone asked sidekick-in-chief Joe Biden about this?
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
We have been in reruns for about a month now because Conan went crazy, basically.
The sidekicks of this world are a real constituency. What would Conan do without Andy Richter? Whatever you think about Robin. We are all either sidekicks or main events.
Their face wounds all healed now. Fits perfectly. Good job, Tullo.
Can't be the Lone Ranger? Hey, be Tonto.
Here hat, me washing stream, dry in sun, make whiter.
Thanks, Tonto.
Don't much care for Mr. Burns.
Smithers, make me slap him. You call that a slap?
Oh. Smithers, the team player professional walkover might be just your style.
Yes, we can.
We can't all be Obama, right?
That's a dog that ain't barked yet.
Biden. Yeah, I mean, how hard could that job be, Joe?
Johnny.
There's only one Johnny Carson, but Ed McMahon.
Hi-oh!
Hi-oh! I mean, even I could do that. A lot of people could be Ed. How long would Mr. Frodo have lasted on his own?
Folk in those stories had lots of chances of turning back, only they didn't. They kept going.
Hey, you saw the movies. Frodo couldn't even make it through one of those ring flicks without his hobbity sidekicks.
I'm not nervous. I'm very calm. After what is it being on television? We know all the lines and everything.
And Ralph Cramden without Ed Norton? I don't think so. These days, there are pairings where it's a little harder to find the authentic sidekick.
Garth, you've never been mad at anything in your life.
What am I, some sort of chimp? With you as always is Garth? Jim to your Marlon Perkins?
You've got your Wayne people and your Garth people. I mean, who's the Bigfoot? Who's the sidekick? You got me. How about Tina Fey and Amy Poehler? Does anyone see a sidekick?
Those of you at home, I wish you could feel the excitement in this room.
You can smell the pills from here.
When you're weary.
Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel.
Feeling small.
It's Garfunkel, right? Right? Yeah. It's Hall, right? No, it's Oates. No, Hall. Oates. Which only goes to show you, if you kill off the sidekick, you never know. They might just be the main event.
Holy non-sequiturs!
I don't think so, Robin.
Holy assassinations, Batman. Tell us your story of sidekicks. 8778-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.